بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق حديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Today بإذن الله تعالى we reflect upon time. Brothers pointing once again, the moving closer, bi'idhnillah, moving up if you're able to, so that it makes room for other brothers, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. The time, how we spend that time. Prophet said, ba'du bi'amal, and he rushed to do good deeds. Rushed to do good deeds. And to spend our time in the best way. For time is thameen. It is expensive. And not one daqiqa, not one minute of the time that has been spent can we ever get back. If all the ins, the men, and all the jinn were to gather together to get back from us 1 minute or 1 second of time that we have spent, they would not be able to do so. We have a limited time. And the Arabs have an expression that says, time is like a sword. If you don't cut it, it will cut you. Time is like a sword. If you don't cut it, it will cut you. So how we spend our awqat, our waqt, our time, is very relevant to whether or not we'll be from the najihin, from the successful ones in the hereafter, in this life and after, or min al-khasireen, from those who are the losers. The awqat hayatina, times of our life, had to be spent in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Has to be spent in getting khair. Has to be spent in getting benefit. Has to be spent in gaining that which will benefit us in this life and hereafter. Otherwise we've wasted it. Otherwise we've wasted it and it's of no benefit to us. The ayah which we took before, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, the day that wealth nor children will benefit, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except the one who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart. What سَلِيمٍ, what the time is نَفِيسٌ, expensive. And any time that we spend that is not in doing righteous deeds, and not acquiring that which has been beneficial for us in the hereafter, it is a loss. It is a loss. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالْعَصْرِ, by time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, verily all of mankind is in a state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who believe and do righteous deeds. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, those who advise one another in truth and advise one another with patience. قال ابن كثير رحمه الله, Imam Kathir says, العصر الزمان الذي يقع فيه حركات بني آدم من خير والشر. The time is that which is the movements of the children of Adam, good or bad. إن الإنسان لفي خسر, barely all of mankind, all of the people are in a state of loss. And everyone with his actions, either he is profiting or he is losing. Either he is profiting or he is losing by his actions in this dunya. His actions are in a state of nafs, in a state of deficiency, or going of dalal, going astray from the haq. Hatta yamut, until he dies. This is the general state of the people, that they lose the benefit of this life, that which Allah Ta'ala has given them, of life, and of strength, and of time, they lose the benefit of it, they waste it totally. Until they die. And then they find that their situation is such that they were in a state of loss. They did not benefit anything. with the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا except those who believe وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and do righteous actions. These are the people who will get a rip, who will get a profit, who will get a benefit. They're not in the state of law because they work for the Akhirah. مِنْهُمْ عَمِلُوا لِلْآخِرَةِ They work for the hereafter. They were not busy just with the aspects of the dunya. So the Muslim should consider. The believer should consider. The believing man, the believing woman. The Muslim man, the Muslim woman should consider. From what group do you belong to? From those who are the losers or from those who are to prosper and to profit? Are you ma'al khasireen, the losers? Oh, ar-radihin, those who have profited. This time that we have, that we take for granted, that passes by, is a fursa azima, a great benefit, a great opportunity. Because once it passes, it doesn't come back. Once it goes away, it doesn't come back. There's no means of acquiring it again. Not possible to acquire it again, to achieve again that which has been spent, that which has passed, that which is gone. So this is very important in this regard, that a person look at his life and what he's upon. Reflect upon your life. Reflect upon your righteousness. Reflect upon your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect on how you spend your time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allotted you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allotted us a fixed time. We will not die before that particular time, nor will we succeed or exceed, rather, that particular time. It's a fixed time. Fixed numbers of inhalations and exhalations. Fixed number of heartbeats. Then it's over. Then it's over. Then the eyes that once were able to see become dark. Become blind. The blood that was running through the veins ceased to do so. The heart stops beating. And one stops breathing. And one experiences the greatest pain that one will experience, and that's the experience of death. That's it. There's no return. There's no return to the dunya. Oh Allah, return me to dunya. I'll do righteous deeds. I will spend my time in remembering you with tasbih, with tahmid, with tahleel. I will spend my time in reciting your book. Spend my time ordering what is good and forbidding what is bad. I will spend my time giving da'wah. Spend my time in tahajjud. Spend my time making salatul duha. Spend my time in sujood. Spend my time in ruku'. It's not possible to return. This is the time of opportunity. This is the time to acquire the good deeds. This is the time to benefit from our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the night and the day waqtan li'ibadah, time for worship. Kama qala ta'ala wa huwa alladhi ja'ala al-layla wa an-nahara khilfatan liman arada an yadhakkar wa arada shukura. He has made the night to follow the day for the one who wants to remember, the one who wants to be grateful. One who wants to be grateful. And he made the salawatul khams fi awqat. It's a particular time, the 5 days in daily prayer, in the night and day. And how many of us, when it comes to these salat, we just have lost them? We don't make the proper wudu. And if we make the salat, our minds are busy with dunya. Do we make it on time? Or do some of us, at such a low level of iman, at such a confused state in their Islam, such a concern for the dunya, don't even make 5 times a day salat. Maybe make 2 or 3 salat today. And how do they exist, those who make a salat weekly, or once or twice a week? This great fard, this great matter that we will be asked about, our salat, question about, make it anytime you get ready.
Make it any time you get ready. Make Goho with Asa and Asa with Goho. Make Goho and Asa close to Maghrib and like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the salah at a particular time. And upon a believer, man or woman, is to make the salah. And this is how you judge your belief and your iman and your level. That what am I, my state and my status when it comes to salah when no one's around? When no one's around to tell me, Ahi, make salah. When no one's around, do you then upon yourself, take it upon yourself to make your salah upon the proper time? To make the proper wudu and to make to face the qibla and make your ibadah correctly. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the time, has placed a particular time that we have to pray with him, to pray to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Farata fiha salawat al-khams, five times daily prayer. Akim as-salata لِدُلُوقِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنِ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. And he tells us to establish a prayer from the beginning of the morning, and he salat al-tuk, to the night, and of course the recitation of Qur'an al-Fajr, for verily it is witness. Salat al-Nawafil, optional prayers. This is a way of spending your time in the worship of Allah tabarak ta'ala, spending your time to that which is benefit. Not spending your time in namima, slandering and ghibah and backbiting and making a haram transactions. Spending your time upon filth, upon wasting time, upon things of this matter, but spending your time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has legislated dhikr. Dhikr Allah, remembrance of Allah. Wa tahleel, la ilaha illallah, wa tasbih, subhanallah, wa takbir, Allahu akbar, wa tahmeed, alhamdulillah. Fi jamee sa'at. Now, all times you can do this. This is something that is right up on the tongue. To make use of that time. Going up the stairs, saying Allahu Akbar based upon the hadith that when they used to go up, some of the scholars understood that to mean going up in any type of situation. So they say Allahu Akbar. You find them going on the elevators when they go up saying Allahu Akbar, and when they come down saying Subhanallah. This is a man who understands the weight and the significance and the importance of time. Then he makes sure that not an hour goes by, not many minutes goes by without him remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every moment that we pass by and it's not in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll regret that time we spent. That time is against us, it is not for us. That time is against us, it is not for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to remember Him, particularly after the salawat. Also remember the sabah in the morning. Remember him fil masah in the evening. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. Oh, you believe, remember Allah much. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Glorify Him. Far as you remove from all deficiencies, glorify Him in the morning and the evening. Wa qala ta'ala fadhkuruni yadhkurkum. Remember me and I will remember you. Remember me and I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me and don't be ungrateful. Don't be like the disbelievers. Don't be ungrateful. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember Allah in all of his circumstances. جَمِيعِ يُذْكِرُ اللَّهَ لَكُلِّ أَحْيَانِ. All of his time. And if we look at the matter of fasting, it's the same thing. Fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. Fasting 3 days of each month. This is a way of making what? Benefiting your time and spending it in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us are in a state of ghafla, state of neglect. Many of us have many amrad, illnesses regarding this matter. Many of us act as if this dunya was a place that we were told we're going to stay forever. Even though we see people leaving it left and right. Even though we see people getting older and ourselves getting older, we can look in the mirror and see gray in our beard. Time is passing. The grave is coming nearer. The hereafter is nearer. But we're in a state of ghafla, state of neglect, state of disregard, state of unconcern. We're not concerned about ourselves. And our success in this life, and they ask you, who will be concerned about it for us? The man's not concerned about how he's spending his time. Isn't it tahsil al-ilm? To get knowledge that will benefit him? Or is it in madaris al-khayr, sitting in good situations where people will remind him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may remind them about Allah? Or cases of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or recitation of Quran or the like, or spending time in the masajid or the masjid remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and coming to circles of learning and knowledge. This is how time is to be spent by someone who knows the weight of time. Someone who's concerned of time. Someone who knows that they will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment how they spent their time. This time is not going by without Allah watching it. Without Allah observing it. And we will be questioned about it. We will be questioned about it. How we spent our time in lahu wa lahu. Playing. And this is not what we were created for. Allahu, Allah, al-mubah, no problem. But when it becomes a situation where it's all we do, and we do nothing else, all we do is sit around and talk of matters that don't benefit us. All we do is stand around and talk and things that may in fact be haram for us to discuss. This is a person who doesn't understand qeemata al-waqt, the seriousness of time. This is the only opportunity that we have. We lose it, who's going to bring us another opportunity? Who's going to give us additional time? The night, the day, and the passage of the night is day is a witness upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a certain time upon earth, O servant of Allah. How are you going to spend it? Are you going to let Shaytan trick you and delude you? As if he's saying to you that you will remain while all others will go. You will stay while all others will go. You will remain upon this earth. You're okay. Your situation is fine. Say, be in a state of delusion. Be in a state where you're deluded by Shaytan. And you miss the opportunity to do that which is right. To do that which is correct. To do that which is beneficial to your soul, or for your soul, and for your hereafter. This is the only opportunity we have. Don't sleep on it. The only opportunity we have is now, while we're alive. For there will come a time, no doubt about it. No doubt about it, where death will come to us. Then we will regret every way and every time and every matter that we spent that was not in obedience to Allah tabarak ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidi mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Amma ba'd. This subject, taking benefit from time, could really have a series of khutbah. Because it's a serious subject. It's a serious matter that everyone has a share in, that everyone should be concerned about. The Salaf used to look at these times, or the time that they had, as time to get provision for the hereafter. Zad lil mi'ad. Provision for the hereafter. As if you're preparing yourself for the hereafter. This is how the Salaf would spend their time. And that's why they were the most concerned people regarding how they spent their time. They wouldn't waste it on qeel wal qaal, he said and she said. They wouldn't waste it on these matters. But rather they would be concerned about getting that which will benefit them in the akhirah, in the hereafter. That will bring benefit. Someone used to say every day that the sun rises and then goes down, and I have not increased in some type of knowledge regarding my Lord, is a day of loss for me. This is a day of loss for me. A day of no benefit. You must ask yourself, and I must ask myself, how we spend our time. Throughout the hours of the day, how much time we spend with Quran. Throughout the hours of the week, how much time we spend with Quran and with learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much time we spend in ibadah, making worship.
How much time do we spend like this, and how much time we spend doing things which either are totally harmful and forbidden, or are permissible but a waste of time? Or are permissible but a waste of time? For the Muslims in general, if you look at their past, they had appreciation of time. Qima, that zaman, that time, the qima of zaman, the prestige or the level or the weight of time with the Muslims is known. You can read about various scholars, like Ibn Jawzi and others, who would take visitors. And when they would take visitors, he would say, I will use this time to sharpen my pencils or prepare my tools that I write with. So while listening to the person asking a question or person visiting, he would use that time to prepare himself so that he could take care of the matters that he had to take care of later. Spending time in a way that is beneficial. There's something serious coming. There's something serious coming. And there's no way we can run. There's nowhere we can hide. And there's nowhere we can avoid it. We could run to the east or to the west. We could hide in a hole. It's coming to us. And that is death. And if it was raha, raha, total ease and relaxation after death, then it wouldn't be a problem. But after death, we will be asked. After death, there's questions in the grave. And there may be punishment in the grave. Or na'im, blessings and ease and bliss in the grave for the one who has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's a coming out of the grave. And then there's the day of Qiyamah. Day that takes black hair and turns it white. Day, as Allah explains in Surah Al-Hajj, make the pregnant woman drop her load before it's time. Serious. A day of either Jannah or Nar. And there's a going, there's a weighing of the mizan, weighing of the scales. And there's a going over the sirat, and so on and so forth. There is light everlasting, and no more death. Even in Ahl al-Sa'ada, the people of benefit and happiness and ease and success, or Ahl al-Shaqawa, the people of pain and misery and misfortune. This is the case. This is reality. How can we walk around just laughing and giggling like it's nothing? And it's coming closer. Kulama'at kareeb. Kulama'at kareeb. Anything that is coming is close. Anything that is coming, close. This is very important for us to reflect upon and not let shaitan from the ends or the jinn misguide us in this matter. That if we've fallen to whatever we fall into, we repent to Allah tabarak ta'ala and make tawbah, for tawbah wipes away that which was before it. True repentance with its conditions that have been spoken about many times. Come. Learn the deen of Allah tabarak ta'ala. Get in the habit of remembering Allah tabarak ta'ala. Learn various invocations and du'a and forms of remembrance of Allah tabarak ta'ala. Recitation of Quran. The learning of Islam. Obedience to Allah tabarak ta'ala to increase your iman. And like this, this is how time is to be spent. And if you're spending your time any other way, then you're wasting it. And if you're wasting it, you will be regretting it. On a day that regret won't matter. You will be sad when sadness will be of no benefit. In a state of grief, and it won't matter. For the time is now. Now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly told us this in his book. And the Prophet has told us this in the sunnah. Clear, sincere advice. O servant of Allah, you're not upon obedience to Allah. Stop. Repent and become one obedient to Allah. Oh, servant of Allah, if you are not spending your time getting benefit for your hereafter, for there's nothing for you in your hereafter except what you build right now. What you build right now. Are you building for yourself palaces in the paradise? Are you purchasing for yourself by your acts of ibadat and your worship and the like? And maybe purchase is not a good word, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already bought the lives of the believer, and for them is Jannah. Are you working in this regard? Judge yourself. Judge yourself. Don't miss this opportunity. It won't come back. If it falls on deaf ears now, if it falls upon a hard heart now, if it's not understood now, you may miss the opportunity and regret. Be biting at the fingers, wondering how did you wind up in the despicable company that one will wind up with in the after, of those destined for the hell of fire and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cleanse or purify, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish. Time is now. Take opportunity from this time. Nafis. It's saneen. Saneen. Something inexpensive. I don't think we realize it. Well, if we realize it, this masjid would look like this every day. Not just on Jummah. This shows our state of ghafla, a state of neglect and disregard. Until a call is given that we can't refuse to answer. Until there's a pulling on our souls, snatching our body, slapping our souls from our body. So the soul reaches the throat. Then it's understood, oh, hakeda, this is what the case was. And we've been warned and we've been told time and time again. And don't depend upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forget about his wrath. For that one who does that, someone who is ignorant and who needs to sit in the class and learn something about the names and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وأقيم الصلاة